Hello and welcome to episode 13 of Not Another Rugby Podcast, brought to you by ruck.co.uk and Altius Images. I'm your host, Todd Dudley, and I am joined, as always, by the editor-in-chief of ruck.co.uk and my co-host, Steve Smith. Steve, how are you, mate? It's been a little while. How are you doing?
I'm great, mate. It's good to be back. Let's see how badly we did first time round with this.
Yes, it is good to be back, but you are right. I feel like we might not be saying that in about half an hour's time. So the plan, folks, today is we are going to have a look at the Lions 15 that we chose as of the 23rd of November 2020. So what that must have been sort of end of Autumn Nations Cup kind of time. Was that about right?
Yeah, that's about right. I think we're on a bit of a low with international rugby.
Yeah.
To be honest, after that. So we found it a bit difficult, but I think now we're going to have the opposite problem, a bit of a plethora of talent to pick from.
Yeah, I completely agree. So, I mean, in case anyone's forgotten, England won the Autumn Nations Cup and we're going pretty well, and had been going pretty well before that. So I think we maybe had a few more Englishmen then than we probably will today, based on their performance in the Six Nations, but we'll see how we do, hey?
I think it's like other teams improved a lot. So
yeah.
It's more them, you know, showing what they can do and taking their places as well.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. If you look at, especially like Wales are the prime example, they were appalling in the autumn and then won the bloody Six Nations. So, I mean, that's not on us, mate. That's definitely not our fault.
Well, you know, I tipped them. Well, we saw me, I tipped them for the wooden spoon, so I don't think I got that right.
I wish someone was like marking down our predictions, because we must be about 0 for 30, I reckon, so far in 13 episodes. But the Adam Radwan dream lives on, I reckon.
You just need to, you know, play a game first time in 3 months and you might be on.
Yeah, playing a game would definitely be a good start. Yeah.
It would be a much needed boost, I think.
Well, let's before we discuss who we might have in now, let's just give everyone a bit of a reminder, and ourselves a reminder, of the team we had as of the 23rd of November. So we had a front row, an all-English front row of Mako, Jamie George and Kyle Sinclair. We had a second row of Maro Toje and Johnny Gray. We had a back row of Jamie Ritchie, Tom Curry and Sam Simmons. 9 and 10 were Reece Webb and Owen Farrell. Wingers were Johnny May and James Lowe. Centres were Tuolangi and Henry Slade. And fullback and fullback was Stuart Hogg. So, I mean, mate, Hoggy's in.
That doesn't sound too bad.
Hoggy's definitely in, so that's all right.
We did really well there. Nobody else would have predicted that.
So, let's start at the start again, mate. I reckon. Are we keeping Mako in, or is someone else coming in for Mako?
It's a tough one because obviously we need a good scrummaging loose head.
Yeah.
And pretty much everyone who's got on a meant to have more of an idea than us, which isn't many, of course. I'm saying Mako can still do it, but I haven't seen much evidence that Mako is going to improve massively. I think he's probably a player who might go on the tour and will have to play himself into a shirt. Definitely one that's still open.
Yep.
But Wyn Jones is another one, but again, is he a huge scrummager? I'm not sure.
He's my pick, I think, after the Six Nations. I think I'd stick Wyn Jones in there.
I think so. I think the other two real points. Lots of people are talking about Joe Marler just because of the scrummaging side.
Yeah,
I get that.
Which is not a bad shout.
And Rory Sutherland as well.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think based on the Six Nations, you know, Wyn Jones will be the man.
All right, so let's stick Wyn Jones in there. So Wyn Jones replaces Mako for loose head prop. So we're 0-1 so far, which is excellent. Hooker, we had Jamie George. What do we think?
I think with Jamie, he's not been playing for Saracens, and when he's played for England, he hasn't played well. So apart from credit in the bank, I think it's hard to, you know, put him in the team.
Yeah.
Especially when I think, you know, this, I think you'll probably agree that we're going to both opt, are you going to opt for the Sheriff?
I think so. Yeah, I think it's hard. Again, it's pretty hard not to. I absolutely love Jamie George. And I think he goes on the tour because he's a bloody great bloke and a hell of a player. But I think, again, the way the Sheriff just came back in, it's pretty hard to look past him. I don't think Jamie George is the best hooker in England at the moment, let alone Britain and Ireland. So
I'd agree with that 100%. So it's so far two Englishmen out and two Welshmen in.
Yeah, which to be fair is probably pretty telling based on how the two tournaments went. All right.
I think the front row especially, we're going to see everyone get a chance and anybody pretty much could play themselves into the team.
Yeah, I agree with that. I do think the Marler one is an interesting one. I could see Gats picking him. That wouldn't surprise me. But, hey.
The thing is, would he accept that, you know, he didn't really want to go into the
level? Yeah, exactly.
Again, I guess he's played a lot of Six Nations. He's only... Well, the Lions Tour is a bit more, you would hope, a bit more special.
Yeah, that could be one that's sort of, not that playing for England isn't amazing, but that could be one that's worth it, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so then at Tighthead, we had Kyle Sinclair. How are you feeling about old Sinks? He went pretty well in the Six Nations when he came back, I thought. Like, he went all right.
I think so. But I think with him and Furlong, it's basically going to be who plays the first 60 and who plays the last 20 or first 50 and last 30.
Yeah. And I think realistically, with how well Furlong's come back in, it makes sense to have him as the starter and then Sinclair to just come and cause chaos for half an hour at the end, doesn't it?
I think so. I think that's perfect. It worked perfectly, you know, 4 years ago. So let's just go there again. I think the only other option really, well, I guess Xander Ferguson and Andrew Porter.
Yeah.
I wouldn't, Thomas Francis as well. There's a few names, but none are close to those two, really.
No one's close to Furlong with how he's come back. And then I think there's probably like a little bit of a drop off to Sinclair and then a pretty big drop off to the next guy, I reckon.
Yeah, I'd agree.
All right, so that's 0-3. Good.
Good start. Yeah. I think we may pick up one in the next bit.
We should do. Let's go then. We had the second row of Marrow and Johnny Gray. We've got to stick with Marrow, haven't we?
I think you've got to. You know, even though he had a few discipline issues, I think he's still world-class player. And you don't get many world-class players in the team, really. Class world-class is, you know, players who would get into a world at 15. I think he's one of them.
100%. I think we've spoken a bit about like credit in the bank and all that kind of stuff. He's one player that has the most credit in the bank he could possibly imagine. Like, I think he could have got a red card, walked up the stairs, slapped Gatland in the face, and I still think he'd probably be in the starting 15. Like, I just don't see any team in the world that doesn't pick him, to be honest.
I've got to agree. I've got to apologise for twisting your arm to include Johnny Gray. Because as wonderful as a player as he is, I think he had a pretty shocking Six Nations, to be honest, despite Scotland doing well. I just don't think he impressed at all.
I agree, but then he was very good against Leinster at the weekend. Him and Johnny Hill were both bloody good. So
I know, but I feel like those big Six Nations matches where he came up against... like players that he's competing for players in the team against, especially the games against Wales and Ireland, he got a bit knocked.
Yeah, I agree.
Especially Ireland.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna put an Irishman in place if that's all right.
Let's hear who you've gone for.
I want Tyburn.
He's gotta be in the team somewhere.
Exactly.
If we're gonna try and pick a more traditional back row, which I'd rather do.
Yeah.
He's got to be in the second row. But you could have easily had Henderson or to be honest, James Ryan's gone from on the edge of starting to a player I'm not sure on, because I think Ian Henderson was that good.
Henderson was way better than James Ryan. Yeah. Even with his silly little gloves. But yeah, mate, I think Byrne, like you said, he's got to be in somewhere. I don't think he'll get into our back row, how we're going to pick it. So that for me, he's in the lock.
What about Alanwyn Jones?
I don't think he's in there, mate. I think he's on the tour because he's a bloody great bloke. But I don't think he's in the starting 15 for me.
Do you think that they should say? Do you think what they should do on the tour is sort of name a tour captain, but say we're going to name the test starting captain later on?
Cause yeah.
It was a bit controversial last time, wasn't it? When Warburton was captain, and all of a sudden, a few days before the game, Omani's captain. And
mm-hmm. Yeah, but
I think they just need to be clear about that.
I completely agree with that. I think Alanwyn Jones goes on the tour exactly as you say. He's tour captain, and then they name the captain for the test side when they're ready. And you know, in that front five that we've just picked there, it could be like Ken Owens, Ty Furlong, or Mauro Tojo would all do a very good job, just as an example. So I don't think we're short of leaders and of like someone to be captain. So yeah, I don't think he gets in, unfortunately.
I think the exciting thing about this team is everyone's sort of coming to the peak this year, this time round, because a lot of the guys who were like 25, 24 last time are now 28, 29 and coming up to their peak.
Yeah, I agree. It's exciting. When you look at the names that we're going to keep listing here, it's just a crazy good side. Crazy. Like,
I don't know how he's going to pick up the squad.
No, it's a good problem to have, as they say, but yeah, it's a tough one. All right, well, Mauro and Tig. Two Tigs in the team, mate. Who'd have thunk it, eh? Who'd have thunk it?
That's what we need.
Those two would make the Tig 15s, that's for sure. Not sure who else would, but... Right, back row. We had Jamie Ritchie, Tom Curry, Sam Simmons. Where do we go? I think I know what I want.
Keep Curry in. But do we move Curry to six?
I'll give you my idea, and you can see what you think. I think we go Curry to six. We go player of the tournament Hamish Watson at seven. And then I think because we've picked those two, I think we maybe need a bit more size at number eight instead of Sam Simmons.
We're going to go for Faletau.
Potentially.
I think we've got to based on the Six Nations.
Yeah, he was a bit good.
I think CJ Stan had a great Six Nations as well, but I'm not quite sure what his stance... No one seems to be quite sure what his stance is on the lines, to be honest, because it sounded like he was just going to retire at the end of the season. But then you see lots of people still picking him, so I'm not quite sure what's going on there.
I think he'd said that...
He's going back to South Africa anyways.
Well, exactly. So yeah, he'll be there. He'll be there.
The old Billy 12 trees trick.
I reckon Stander was good in the Six Nations, but I reckon Faletau's in there. I think he's a bit more of a baller than Stander. He can like mix it with the big boys, but he's also got some like lovely
he's
touches.
A big game player.
Yeah. So yeah, I think Talupe's in there. Are you happy with Watson at seven?
Yeah, I think he's class.
Yeah,
I'm not sure if Gatland will pick him, but I think he's different gravy, to be honest. I think the only other option at seven, I think you've still got Sam Underhill.
Yeah,
he didn't play in the Six Nations, but he's just different. He is defensively just an absolute monster.
He is.
I think he was England's biggest miss during the Six Nations. So if you're going to gauge how important he could be to a team.
Mm.
That's quite a good gauge to see how poor we were.
That is a very, very good point. Yeah, that's a very good point. Yeah, he does.
I think the other...
Go on, you go on.
I just think he... Every time I watch him play, he's an 8 out of 10, a bit like Curry.
Mm-hmm.
But I love Watson. I would love Watson to play, but I'm just not sure if he will. I think I would love to have both of those players in the squad and available to me because they're quite different.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's then, is he going to pick three? I just feel like you'll pick Justin Tiprock as well, so.
Yeah. Who again is but like crazy
I think,
good.
I think I'd go with Watson as well, but imagine having Underhill on the bench.
Yeah, mate. That would be pretty good. Oh, or do you do it the other way around? Do you have Underhill to start and then Watson to come on and just run into people at 1,000 miles an hour.
I think a bit like the furlong one, that would be a dream scenario where you could have it either way and it would probably work
yeah.
really well.
Yeah. Okay.
I guess Curry can cover both sides of the scrum as well.
Well, and can do a job at eight.
Number eight as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Like Curry is just a shoe-in for me. He is just so good. So good.
Poor Ben.
I know. I was just thinking that. Let's get them both in. Let's have the Curries on the flank for the Lions. That's what the people want to see.
Hopefully Ben will get in the England squad for the summer and he can finally get that monkey off his back.
Yeah, away. I mean, God, you'd hope so, wouldn't you? You'd hope so.
Do you think you'll start at scrum half for England? That was probably one of the weirdest things I can remember reporting on. Because like sometimes you report on Eddie Jones's like position twitches and it's like, yeah, I can kind of see that. That one was just like,
yeah, when it's like Jack Noll at flanker, it's like, okay, a bit weird, but maybe. But Curry at nine, I'm not so sure on.
I'd pay to see it.
Yeah. Well, mate, to be fair, we're about to pick our nine, so should we chuck him in, or?
I think he's in the conversation. He's got as much chance as anyone at the minute, the
mate,
way that
it's
sort of going.
He's got as much chance as the guy we actually picked, Reese Webb, I'll tell you that much. I reckon that's our worst pick of the whole team.
Yeah.
Well, like, what were we thinking?
He was in great form before he got injured.
What were we thinking?
I think Wayne Pivak heard our podcast and heard us tipping for the one swing. He was like, I'm going to make a mockery of the
Lions
team. Picking that guy.
It was definitely that. It was definitely that. So let's try and...
You could look at...
Go on,
you could look at like all the contenders to play scrum half, and I don't think anyone has nailed it down, which means you're probably going to have to pick Connor Murray just because he had one or two good games and he's forgot the merit in the bank.
That is the sad thing. I wish anyone had carved up in the Six Nations, like literally anyone, like a Welsh boy. I mean, Ben Youngs wasn't going to, Ali Price, like literally anyone. But now I think we're going to be stuck with Connor bloody Murray just kicking the ball.
We're going to go with someone steady. I think for anyone hoping to see like an entertaining free-flowing line side, I just don't think that's what we're going to get.
No, nor me.
It's going to be Murray or Youngs, and they're both going to be steady. They're going to box kick, and it's going to be a bit dull.
Which is a real shame, to be honest. But hey, no one minds if you win, do they?
I think that's what we're going to get. No, I guess that's true, but I don't know how good a shape this... I get that against the All Blacks, because it's like you're coming up against an all-powerful team who are incredible. But even though South Africa won the World Cup, I don't see them quite as that intimidating monster.
Well, mate, they haven't played a game since the World Cup final, so we've got nothing to base it off.
Yeah, I'd rather we just went out and cut it up a bit, but I think we're going to see quite a steady team.
Yeah.
When we move on to fly half, I think we'll discuss those options as well.
Yeah, well, let's do it. So,
did we pick it or we went for Murray, didn't we?
Yeah. I think. Well, I mean, we can chuck someone else in, but I think it's gonna be. I think it's probably Murray, isn't it?
Murray with Ben Youngs on the bench too.
Oh God, can you imagine? And Wigglesworth as the third choice.
I knew you were gonna say that. I guess the one name to chuck in is perhaps Danny Kerr, Premiership Player of the Month.
Mate, that is a good shout.
Sort of blacklisted by Eddie Jones, but...
Oh, and another one to chuck in, whose name has just escaped me. Oh, Christ, he played really well the other day. Cooney.
Yeah, Cooney.
Cooney's been carving up again as well. So they'd be some left field ones, which I don't mind.
It's going to be tougher to have any left field picks with the reduced squad. So
it is.
The 36 players.
Yeah.
Tough.
I think I could see Kerr because he's very much proved himself on the international stage. Like, he's super experienced, playing out of his skin at the moment. So I could definitely see that one. Cooney's probably a little bit more of a rogue one, but
I think with Kerr, like if the Lions are winning and they're in control, you can just not bring him on. And if you're losing, you can bring him on to
exactly.
add some spice and try and mix it up.
Exactly.
Like, if you're holding on by 2 or 3 points, he's probably not the scrum half you want on. But if you're behind, I can't think of anyone much better to come on, cut it up, and maybe score a try out nothing or create a try out nothing than him.
Yeah, exactly. And he just offers something very different. He'll just look to exploit the space that the Springboks will inevitably leave by like trying to smash everyone in defence. Like, he'll just really look to exploit that.
Yeah, we also need someone who can compare with Faf de Klerk's hair game, you know.
Yeah.
That's what we need.
I mean, I've seen worse, but I've definitely seen better. Hoggies mainly is way better.
It'll cost you, mate.
You know what, mate? We love a left field pick. Should we bin off Conor Murray and stick Danny Care in, just because it'll be great when it comes out?
Let's do it. Let's stick him in.
See you later, Conor.
It's no worse than Reece Webb.
Mate, that is so true.
We might as well just, you know, swap like for like.
Rogue for rogue.
In true Gatlin fashion, just like for like.
Yeah, exactly. All right, I love that. Danny Care at 9. Let's get Marcus Smith in at 10, and then we're well on the way.
Joe Marchant at 12.
Who do you think at 10 then? We had Farrell. I think he is still in contention because he's Owen Farrell. So I think he's still in the mix.
It's kind of strange that despite, you know, Scotland going relatively well, I'd say Finn Russell's probably fourth choice out of the four at the minute.
Yeah.
In terms of Noreen Gatland.
Yeah.
Because I thought Sexton was impressive. And I thought Dan Biggar actually had a wonderful Six Nations, to be honest, considering where he was a few months ago in terms of everyone was looking for Wales' next 10. He was yesterday's news. All of a sudden, he just looked back to his best again. And he's put himself right in the mix.
And he's just an unbelievable competitor, isn't he? He just absolutely lives for the big moments. He loves it.
It could be his time to shine, to be honest, I think. I really, really enjoyed watching him play.
He's the kind of bloke that I think deserves that kind of chance as well.
Farrell.
No, neither can I. Neither can I.
So I'm going to go bigger just because I think I like Sexton as well. But I just watching bigger against France, especially, I just thought this guy's the guy.
Yeah.
And I think Gatland knows him.
Yeah.
And they'll trust him.
Yeah. Very reliable with the boot. Although he does, I mean, he does take like Sexton, he does take some knocks, doesn't he? But I think that's just the nature of how he plays, to be fair.
Imagine a few months ago talking about the fly half and thinking, nah, Farrell's in contention, but he's not even in our top two to discuss.
It's literally reversed itself. Like, it would have been bigger at the bottom of that list, Farrell probably at the top, but now they've literally swapped over. Well, Finn's
like
probably below.
Kicking hasn't even been up to hasn't even really been up to scratch.
Nope. So.
And I love Finn, but I think in my heart I just know that Gatland's not going to pick him.
Yeah, I know.
Even with Townsend there, I don't think he's going to pick him.
No. Yeah, I reckon.
And then they'll fall out again. Russell hit the bars hard, and it's going to be a nightmare.
Greg is going to be in those meetings like, please pick him. I don't want to fall out with him again. Please pick him. He could be a good tourist.
The only way they could maybe pick him is if they pick Farrell as a
12.
As a centre.
Yeah, yeah.
Which they could do.
Yeah.
Looking at the centre options, there's some interesting options there, but no one's really nailed down a place in there, to be sure. Henshaw, maybe.
Yeah, for sure.
We'll move swiftly on to.
Yes. So let's do, just because of how I've done my notes on the iPad, let's do 11, because I'm just going in number order. So just to annoy you, we're going to do wingers next. Well, we had Johnny May.
Daly's getting in.
Mate, he's got to go in somewhere.
Johnny May. We need it. Do we have anyone who can boot it? Well, I don't think we do.
Not yet, but we're getting there. We're getting there, don't worry. We had Johnny May.
I have to have Reece Amadin in after the Six Nations, I think.
Okay.
I just thought he just looked so good.
He did.
I guess the defensive thing's the issue, but then I don't want to just pick two defensive wingers.
There's the ambulance, by the way.
We needed one per episode, and it's finally delivered.
Just to give everyone a peek behind the curtain this week, we've had an absolute nightmare trying to record with me having a front door replaced, which I thought would take an hour, but apparently it takes 8 hours to replace a front door.
I hope you weren't paying per hour.
Mate, I don't know. It's not up to me, fortunately. But,
oh, God.
But we were just saying that we just needed the customary weekly ambulance to round things off, and there it was. So if you're playing not another rugby podcast bingo, then tick that one off for sure.
Boom.
I like Reece Amett. The wingers I thought I wanted were Anthony Watson and Duan van der Merwe. But
yeah,
I can definitely concede one of those to get Reece Amett in. I'm very happy with that.
I think we go with Reece Amett. I think van der Merwe is probably more likely to get picked because of just his size. But I just don't. He's made some poor decision making at key times in games. I think especially was it against Wales where he made a break, made about 30 yards.
Yeah.
And so if you think of the scenario, I think they're 2 points down. He's got them right up the pitch within, nearly within drop goal distance.
Yeah.
And he's tried to just offload it from the floor to Stuart Hogg, and he's knocked on. And I think just poor decisions like that, Gatland will be watching them. And he'll quickly, easy fix, but it's just one of them.
No, I agree with you. I basically put him in because he beat more defenders than anyone else ever has, and he's just an absolute massive unit. But Reece Amett offers something equally as effective, but in a different way. So I'm very happy with Reece Amett.
He's just a get you on your feet off the sofa sort of player.
Yeah, exactly.
He's just magical. You can just do something out of nothing.
Exactly. As soon as he gets the ball, if there's like 2 yards of space in front of him, everyone's excited. So yeah, I'm happy with that.
Question here, mate, is what's happened with Johnny May? He was your man.
He was my man.
Not impressed.
I wasn't unimpressed. I thought he was still fine, but fine doesn't quite get you on a Lions tour, does it? Unfortunately.
I think that might prove to be true.
Especially not when the other winger in your team carved up and you didn't. Like Watson was a bit of a shining
ball,
light,
to be honest, and Watson still managed to carve it up.
Yeah, he was like a proper shining light for England, I think. And then has carried that form into Bath as well. Played so well. When was it? Losing track. But the other night, I thought he was class again.
I think that's Johnny May's problem as well. He's playing in a poor Gloucester team. And
Pause may be harsh. Maybe just shit. Maybe.
Yeah, that's fair. But like I said, if you look at his... But then Reece Amett plays for the same shit Gloucester team.
yeah, true.
Johnny May just seems to overthink things now.
He's lost
a little bit of that instinct.
He does a lot of...
Trying to do kicks.
Exactly. I just think because he's become a better player and has added more skills to his arsenal, it means he's got more choices to make, which actually inhibits how good he is. Whereas Reece Amett is like, I'm just going to fucking run. And that works really well. Whereas I genuinely think Johnny May's like got too much to think about because he can do a bit more than he used to be able to.
Yeah. I mean, as we've seen with other players, like, you know, I think we've seen that with Stuart Hogg. Sometimes it takes a while to overcome that.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, he is still capable of crazy, crazy things. But I think in putting Reece Amett in there, we've got someone who's capable of the same kind of stuff. So.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so Reece Amett and Watson on the wings. We happy with that?
Happy with that. Lock it in.
Love it.
Throw away the key.
Love it. Well done, lads. You're in. So, back to the centres. So, we had Manu at 12 and Slade at 13, which, to be totally honest, I still don't hate, but Robbie Henshaw's in, isn't he?
Yeah, I think I'd keep one of those two England lads in there, but just which one?
I think... For as long as physically possible, until it's an absolute no, I think you've got to keep Manu in.
Do you play Manu? Those two could sort of swap around.
Yeah, mate. They can both play both, so it's the dream. Like Henshaw was unreal in the Six Nations. He's just freakishly good, and then so good at the weekend against Exeter. he's nailed on. And then I think just put Manu wherever he doesn't want to play.
I think what I'd like to see for sure is a little and large sort of combination. So, yeah. You know, Manu's not playing, you could have George North or...
Yeah.
Who else is there?
That's about it. Bundiaki, maybe, I don't know.
I was thinking Bundiaki, but then I thought no, because you would think Gary Ringrose would get in the squad. You just can't imagine him getting in the squad.
Chris Harris, mate. Chris bloody Harris.
Castle legend Chris Harris.
Yeah, I think I've actually heard quite a bit of chat from everyone else, all the many other rugby podcasts this week, and pretty much any player, any like pundit or like reporter seems to say that you can't pick Manu because he hasn't played any rugby and whatever. Every single player says, what are you talking about? You've got to pick Manu Tuilagi. If he's remotely fit, you've got to pick him. I think Chris Ashton said if he was missing a hand, he'd still pick him. So like, yeah.
Yeah, I'd pick him.
Yeah, he's got to be in, hasn't he?
Just on chat, but I would compliment, if you're thinking of Chris Harris, I like Chris Harris, but I don't think he's as good as Johnny Williams is. I know he didn't play much in the Six Nations, but I think Johnny Williams is a more dynamic player.
I agree with that. Yeah, I think he just probably hasn't got as many, like you said, as many minutes under the belt recently. But yeah, you're probably right.
He's probably like the one legitimate shock pick that I could imagine happening. But there's not many, really.
I think like Chris Harris is a genuine pick. I think he's just very, very, very dependable. Mm-hmm. So it depends what you want. Like if you did have like a Manu and Robbie Henshaw didn't exist, Chris Harris maybe wouldn't be the worst shout because he just doesn't make a mistake, really. Like, he's going to do what you want him to do.
Yeah.
He's going to defend really well. He's going to carry hard. He's probably not going to make loads of line breaks, but he just does what you need him to do.
I think he's the sort of player where if it was a normal-sized squad, he would have made it in.
But yeah.
Because it's not, he might not quite get in.
Yeah, that's a good shout. Yeah.
Like a bit of just your left field pick to have a look at.
Yeah.
But I don't think we're going to get many of them.
No, nor me. And if Manu isn't fit, are you Henshaw 12, North 13, or Chuck Slade in there?
Yeah,
or?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think I'd go with the North, but I think Slade would be the good man to have him on the bench because of his versatility. Yeah. You know, he can cover a lot of positions.
Yeah, anywhere. Decently. Okay. All right, nice.
Yeah, put him at two.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Manu and Henshaw, either way around, they can chop and change. I like it a lot.
Sounds good.
And to round it off, should hopefully be straightforward. We had Stuart Hogg. Stuart Hogg and his beautiful, beautiful mane. Surely he stays in, doesn't he?
If anything, we picked Hoggy when he was having a bit of, when he wasn't at his best. So now he's actually got better. It would be a bit silly of us to take him out.
He was very good. He was very good all Six Nations, but against England, mate, he was just so good. And then just started playing fly half and just taking the piss. Yeah, he was so good.
Mate, he just doesn't care to play anywhere, mate. He's got all the skills.
Yeah.
And I think the problem we said is he was, you know, just sort of trying to do too much too quickly. He sort of slowed himself down a bit during the Six Nations, was thinking about what he was doing a bit more. Smashed it.
And there is our man who can absolutely boot it. So we don't need Daly.
Daly on the bench?
Daly on the bench, obviously, yeah, of course.
I was reading in the Telegraph this morning, so Ian McGeoghegan picked his Lions squad. Daly made the squad. I was just like,
oh.
I don't know how. Well done, mate.
Jesus Christ. To be fair, the last game he played was his best game for probably about 2.5 years. Who even was our last game against? Was it France? No.
No.
Who was it? Ireland.
Ireland.
I thought he was bloody good against Ireland. But not good enough to replace Hoggy, that's for sure.
No.
Okay.
Or get in ahead of someone like Liam Williams.
No, correct, yeah. Yeah, he'd be pretty well down that list, I think. Well, just to recap then, we've got our forwards are Wyn Jones, Ken Owens and Ty Furlong, Mauro Toji and Ty Byrne, back row of Curry, Watson and Faletau, Scrum half of Danny Kerr, which I do like that pick, you know. Fly half Dan Bigger. Wingers of Reece Samet and Anthony Watson. Centres of Manny Tuilagi and Robbie Henshaw. And fullback, the Hog Meister General. So quite a few changes. Interestingly, 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, there's still 5 Englishmen in there. I thought we were struggling for Englishmen, but we've still got 5. Although 2 of those aren't actual...
Still Sean Froome.
Well, yeah, but 2 of those aren't actually England players, to be fair, in Danny Kerr and Manu. Then we just throw them in there just because. So, yeah, I like it. I like it. That reads better than the team we had before, I think.
And as long as we just keep improving.
Exactly, mate.
We'll revisit this again before the first test.
Oh, I think we probably should, shouldn't we? Yeah. Well, I'm sure when the squad gets announced, we'll do a test starters prediction, I'm sure.
Yeah, that'd be good.
And we'll see how far we are. See how far off we are.
We'll do a full 23. Bumper special.
Yeah. But we're putting Daly in regardless of whether he's in the squad or not, obviously.
He can be 24th man. Travel.
Okay, mate. I like that.
I like it too.
Yeah, it's good. I think the best inclusion there for me, I think, is Ty Burn. I think he's like a real, real good addition to throw in there.
He's sort of come from nowhere, but I think anyone who's been watching him play in the Pro 14 knew he was different gravy.
Oh, mate. Do you remember that? Mate, last year, or it might have even been this year, I can't really remember. No, it was last year. He hit that 60-metre left-footed spiral kick, mate. That's when I knew he should be in the Lions. I just forgot about that last time.
So we've got 2 people who can boot him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Ty Burns got the big boot. We don't need Hog or Daly. We've got Ty.
I'm a fullback. You can do a job.
Well, mate, pretty short one today. Do you want to touch on any of the stuff from the weekend? I don't think there was actually loads to talk about, really, other than how shit a couple of the games were and how Leinster are quite good.
I think we'll just leave it there and come back with some fresh topics next week.
Yeah, mate. After the palaver of trying to actually sit down to record this,
we'll go home for it.
Yeah, we'll quit while we're ahead, I think. And now my phone's about to run out of battery as well, just to throw that into the mix. It's going so well. Right, mate. Good stuff. It was great to catch up with you. Looking forward to getting stuck into it again next week. The Gallagher Premiership is back this weekend. So we'll get stuck into that, I'm sure.
That's awesome. We'll have a fresh new topic.
We will. We will. We promise, listeners, we'll be back. We're just busy schedules at the moment, but we will be back and we will be back stronger. But there you go. That is it for episode 13 of Not Another Rugby Podcast, brought to you by ruck.co.uk and Altius Images. As I said, the Gallagher Prem is back this weekend, so get stuck into it, watch the games, and join us next week for our recap. You can find us on Twitter at ruckrugby, Instagram at ruck.co.uk, and Facebook, just search ruckrugby, and you can visit our website, ruck.co.uk, for all of the latest news and features. Thanks again for listening. Please subscribe to, rate, and share the podcast. Enjoy the weekend of rugby next week, and we will see you next time.